Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oil prices are up since the U.S. announced that it will end protections for countries, including some allies, that import oil from Iran. Starting next month, those countries could face sanctions. On our newsline is Tom Closa, chief oil analyst at the Oil Price Information Service. Tom, if you can put it in layman's terms for us, why is yesterday's news about Iranian oil sanctions pushing crude prices higher?
We're looking at removing probably something like 1.3 million barrels of oil from the market. There may be some play in some of the countries that may argue that they need the crude oil, but essentially the State Department said, we're going to go to zero. We want to bring Iran to its knees, and that means pushing their exports to zero, so they won't have somewhere on the order of $100 million a day in revenue. That was not expected. We expected that they would ratchet down the waivers and maybe three or four countries might have them, but to go to zero was not the expectation of the market, so we're going higher.
Now, the U.S. does not import Iranian oil. What does this mean for pump prices here in our area?
It probably means that crude oil prices are going to move higher in the next 90 days. We're not going to necessarily see gasoline prices match the increases in crude. In other words, a $1 increase in crude sort of fetches a 2.4 cent increase in gasoline prices. So that might not be the case, but we're looking at a very worrisome market. Essentially, the State Department and the Trump administration this weekend kind of told the multi-billion or even trillion-dollar market that it's not safe to be short right now. You have all sorts of threats from Iran. You have all sorts of possible conflict between the Sunni and the Shia sects, and you don't have as much oil coming out. I'm very, very puzzled by the timing on this, because if they had waited 6 months, there'd be a lot more U.S. oil on hand.
Now, this is a time of year when gas prices normally go up anyway. What do you see for the rest of spring and then the summer driving season?
Well, I think we're going to move up, and we're going to move up modestly. But modestly probably means that we're going to hit that magic number of above $3 in a lot of places. Up until now, it's been only the blue states that have sort of bled into high prices. California has been above $4. Now you've got the almost certainty that some of the states that were key to the last presidential election and tilted red, they're going to see $3 a gallon, and it's probably 50-50 where the national average will be there. So it's a little bit puzzling. I think that most of the refinery problems that we've had that have sent gasoline prices skyward will ease, but when they get the refineries back and working, they need to buy more crude, and that'll send crude oil prices higher. So I would have really bet against crude oil going above $75 for the international Brent price. Now I think we're looking at something closer to 80 and maybe even a cup of coffee higher than that.
So if I'm interpreting what you're saying correctly, as you say, this could affect some red states that supported the president, and voters may not like their gas prices going up, right?
That's exactly it. I mean, this president, whatever you think of him, he's been very conscious of his base. And that base tends to be an awful lot of people who live, paycheck to paycheck, where gasoline can be a big part of their income or the cost of gasoline. I didn't expect that we'd be flirting with $3 a gallon in places like Pennsylvania, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, places that need to be carried by whoever wins presidency in 2020. But it looks like it's going to happen, and it looks like that the president's not going to be able to say it's not my fault, it's just the market, because, you know, people aren't going to see any immediate sort of rewards that are tied to bringing Iran to their knees. And for all we know, a lot of these foreign dictatorships can put their people through such pain and suffering for a long time. So who knows when they'll really come to the negotiating table.
Tom Closa at the Oil Price Information Service, as always, we appreciate you putting this into plain English for us. Thanks for talking with us.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.